next we're going to hear from attorney Adam Wolf. Go ahead, Adam.
Good afternoon, and thank you for joining us today. As you heard, I am Adam Wolf, a partner with the law firm Pfeiffer Roska Wolf Abdullah Karen Kane, or PRW. We have offices in Cleveland and around the United States. Today, PRW submitted a complaint in the wake of the destruction of 2,000 eggs and embryos by the University Hospital's fertility clinic. The class action lawsuit was filed today in the Court of Common Pleas of Cuyahoga County in the name of a Pennsylvania couple and on behalf of the estimated 700 individuals and couples harmed by university hospitals. One of the most important things that makes our lawsuit different is that PRW is nationally recognized for our handling of a number of cases to date involving embryo loss and related cryogenic issues. Lawsuits do not get any more important than this. The Pennsylvania couple entrusted university hospitals with their dreams of having children, as well as their most sensitive and important property, their embryos. The result is an incalculable loss and a situation where university hospitals and other institutions like it must be sent a message that this sort of horror being inflicted on would-be parents is entirely unacceptable and can never be repeated. This is a type of lawsuit that I know very well. It is familiar territory for me within our firm. As I noted a moment ago, the firm already has handled multiple cases in which fertility clinics were accused of either destroying or losing eggs and embryos. I would be remiss if I did not point out this is a highly specialized area of law and science, and that individuals seeking legal representation in the university hospitals matter would be well advised to look to the law firm that has successfully handled such cases in the past. That concludes my opening statement. I look forward to taking your questions during the Q&A period.
Thank you, Adam. Again, that was attorney Adam Wolf. That's going to take us to the Q&A portion of the call, and we want to emphasize that the Q&A period is only for reporters. Let's go ahead to our first question.
The first question will be from Whitney Lloyd of ABC News. Please go ahead.
Hey, good afternoon. Thanks so much for doing the call. My question, I guess, is a bit procedural. I'm wondering how this particular lawsuit ties in with the one filed previously on behalf of Amber and Elliot Ash by Robert DiCello of DiCello, Levitt, and Casey. Are the two suits going to be joined into one, or how will that work exactly? Thank you.
Sure. Thank you for the question. We appreciate it. You know, we suspect that there will be multiple lawsuits filed. This is a tragedy that has affected, as we said, hundreds and hundreds of individuals and couples. The exact way that this plays out in the courts will be something that you know, only time will tell and is within the court system. But what we know right now is that how this is playing out for the lives of the hundreds of people this has affected, and it's nothing short of devastating.
All right, thank you. And before we take any other questions, I want to just state that we are going to have materials, including the release, streaming audio replay of the news event, and other materials all up online at uhembryolawsuit.com. That's www.uhembryolawsuit.com.
The next questions will be from Matt Reynolds of Courthouse News. Please go ahead.
Hi, thanks a lot for doing this. I was just wondering, has the medical center talked about compensation with the couples, or has it come up at all?
There has been no discussion of compensation yet from the hospital. I do want to make a point about compensation. No amount of money will ever fully make this right. These embryos are literally irreplaceable. You can't just have a do-over and call it a day. At the same time, what our lawsuit tries to do is to get compensation as some further measure of relief for everybody we're representing here.
All right. Thank you. And once again, we're going to have materials online, including the news release and a streaming audio replay of this news event. It's going to be at www.uhembryolawsuit.com. That's www.uhembryolawsuit.com. Again, if you have any questions or need to connect with either of the lawyers you're hearing from today, you can contact Max Carlin, 216-225-6765. Okay, well, I know we've got some interviews to get to. So, as I said before, streaming audio and news release will be up at uhembryolawsuit.com. We do want to thank you all for joining this news event sponsored by the law firm Piper, Roscoe, Wolf, Abdullah, Carr, and Kane, or PRW.
Yeah, so we have some folks here in the office that have some questions.
It's Monica Robbins from WKYC-TV. Adam, are you also covering the San Francisco fertility case? And if so, how many clients have come out of that so far?
Hey, Monica, good question. Yes, you bring up the San Francisco case, which is yet another tragedy that has befallen folks who have entrusted a different entity with safeguarding their embryos. We have been inundated with calls from people in both Cleveland and San Francisco regarding representation. We've probably spoken with approximately a dozen people from the San Francisco clinic and intend to file a lawsuit there this week.
I know you've handled similar cases like this. How many of them actually go to trial?
We are unaware of a single case like this that has actually made it to trial. You know, what we hope in these cases are that the clinic that's responsible takes responsibility, does what it can, which again is never putting people back in the place that they were, but doing everything they can going forward, and we get some measure of relief for people to do everything we can to move on.
Thank you, Monica. Okay. Well, I think that's the end of our questions. At the risk of beating a dead horse, I'm just going to repeat once again that you can find materials related to the lawsuit and also recorded audio, etc., all online at uhembryolawsuit.com. That's www.uhembryolawsuit.com. We do thank you for joining this news event sponsored by the law firm Piper, Roscoe Wolf, Abdullah Carr, and Kane, and that will officially conclude today's news event.